Good morning, Masechet Gittin Daf Ayin Chet. And the shiur this morning is being broadcast from Hafen. It's on the south, almost southeastern border of Iceland. So we're carrying on with yesterday. We saw yesterday the sugi. We were speaking about a person who throws a get to his wife, and he throws a get, and it lands on a pisla, which is a little bit of a higher, like a stump of a tree. And we said there that if it was four amas, if it had four by four tvachim, so then it would be a separate rishut. So the Gemara said, we're not sure exactly what the difference would be. What do we care? I mean, if it's all his rishut, so then you care, it's not a get anyhow. And it was all her rishut. Also, what's the difference? The Gemara said, no, he had lent her a particular place. The Gemara said, one doesn't lend his wife two places, but one place does lend her. So he lent her the garden, it was the chatzer of the garden, but he didn't lend her the chatzer to include the pisla as well. So that was where we up to over here. So the Gemara then just quickly limits it and says, "V'lo amran ele de lo gavu asara," and that's only if it's 10 tvachim high. It wouldn't apply with if lo amran ele de lo if it wasn't 10 tvachim high. Aval gavu asara, afa gavlo ve arba mot. Even if it wasn't arba mot, 10 tvachim would make its own reshut as well. And v'lo amran ele de lo lashon, that's only if it isn't identified because it's specifically like a well-known sort of place. If it's a well-known object, then right. Let's he says, he hasn't got like some sort of a nickname. But if we know it and we call it, I don't know, wondrous tree or something like that. Everyone knows what it is. So then again, look at Rashi, Kulu Pisla Mikru, Velo Havilahai Shem La Atmo, Havila Khashu Velo Batil. Right? And Velo Havilahai Shem La Atmo, Ve Havilahai Shem La Atmo. My son focused it, sorry. But if it was, if it's got a name, but even though it wasn't 10 Fachiman, it wasn't 5, it would still be considered a separate Rashut. So it would need to have some sort of identification. It has to be something which is Mamish, which we can identify what it was. So either it's got Dalit, or 10 Fachiman, or it's known as something. Otherwise, it would just be Batel completely into the background. That's what we should have ended yesterday. Okay, then we carried on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Afilu ayah imav mita." We said that if he tries to get at her, even if she's in bed with him, right, in his bed, that was the chiddush of here was that even if she's in bed with him, the fact that she's in his house, the Rashi says, go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Abalaf, "Zarkolo b'toch beitoh b'toch katziro." Afilu he imav mita, and the magureshet, he gathered her in his house, even if they're in bed. Together in the same bed, they're lying in the house. He says, "You get not divorced. Why? Because all his house. He doesn't give it in her hand, obviously, right? If he gave it in her hand, it would be a different story. But Zarko, we're talking about. So he threw the get and then bed together. He throws the get to the other side of the bed. He says, "Yeah, and not divorced." The Gemara says, "Vemita shelama gureshet." The Gemara says, "What? Sorry, skip the line. Amarava lo shadu vemita shelo." Then he applies with in his bed. Vemita shela gureshet in her bed. The Megureshet, Rashi says, "Aviyomi and Mitzvah Shlaf Bishab Tov by Tov Megureshet." The Kesalke Datin. This is important. You notice Rashi, the whole of the sugya has been telling us what a Habamina is. We think to start off with something. It says, "The Kesalke Datin, Time Mishum Deksavar Kedav Shlokeach Mishtmocher Koneh Chefetz Anotel Tocher Balav." There's a Machloket in Baba Batra. Rashi says, "Aviyom Plukte Behi Baba Batra." There's a Machloket in Baba Batra, which is as follows: Kedav Shlokeach. So if I'm buying something, right, and I'm in your house with my kli, so as I come into a person's shop with my own container, it's very fashionable today. People don't like using packets and disposables, so they bring their own containers to come and buy things. So if you go into, I don't know, Kliat Ivki, like one of these places that sells dried fruits and spices and all sorts of things, with your own kli, and you take your kli and you stay and you scoop up a whole bunch of cumin, I don't know, from the box. Can you be koneet with your kli in my house, in my shop? Or do you have, without is that, can you do a masa kinyan in my shop or my grounds because it's your own kli? Or do we have to do some sort of masa kinyan, the owner has to do something with you? That's the bachelor karab shelokeach, rishta mocher, koneh chevetz antelochor b'letochol ba'alav. So in other words, if the owner takes the cumin and puts it into my kli, is that already considered a masa kinyan? Just because he put it into my kli, but I'm in his shop. It's a machloket, right? Because I mean, the whole shop is his. fact that I've got my own kli in his shop, by him pouring, let's say, wine, even pouring wine into my bottle, is that a maaseh kinyan or not? Or do I have to still do a maaseh kinyan? So that's a machlokin by Abba Batra. So the Gemara says over here, Loshna Abba Bimita Shela Megureshet. So the Gemara says over here, Rashi says, at the moment, the Hadamin is, if we think, oh, we've sold that machloket. Yeah, what do we see? It's in her bed, and therefore he throws it onto her bed. Her bed's in his house. So her bed is like her kli. It's like her barrel inside the shop. Maybe her bed is kone, the get. Maybe that's why. That's Rashi says, Kesalka Datach. We think that that's the reason. So what brings a bright in a machel? We're going to see in a moment. So why does her, how come it's her bed in his house? That's kone. So what's it? Tatin a machel, another bright rabbi, another romer, mitash shelo, and a magreshet, mitash la magreshet. The Gemara says, what? Mitash la magreshet, her bed magreshet? Are you trying to tell me, kalav shelokeach, mishne bocheru? If that's the case, shmaf mina, kalav shelokeach, mishne bocheru, kone lokeach. We can solve this machloket then, but a batra from one shot over here. And what's the reason? Reason is because we see that her gets a get. So we said no, that's not the reason. But the reason why is because the gavua asara, because it's 10 tefachim high. So it's similar to the case of yesterday, the pisla. Her bed 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's a separate reshut in his house. So we said, well, v'hayke makom karei, but it's got the legs. The legs of the bed, it's not hovering around the bed. It's got its legs, and the legs are below 10. No one really cares about the space of the legs. If it doesn't bother him at all, he's quite happy. The reason for it, he says, since it's 10 fachim above the ground, use the bottom of it. So the bed's not really, even it's got legs there, you can still keep use the underneath of the bed. It's not a problem whatsoever. So we haven't solved the issue over here of the machrib of batra with regards to kone kelav, shokone makom moche, and we'll see it again in a moment. Then the next case of the Mishnah was the toch cheka or the toch kalata migration. We threw the get at her into her bosom or into her basket. We said that she had like this basket for her haberdasheries, like something which was uniquely and clearly hers. Right? In a case like that, he threw that in. So then she also be migration in the Mishnah. Was Amai. Is this the same concept like yesterday? Like we said a moment ago, kalav shlokeach pshut mocheru. Is that, are we proving that machloket there as well? Are we saying because her kalata, this keret, this basket of hers, we throw into a basket, so there's a class again. We're back to square one about the cleave being kone, the utensil of the buyer acquiring the stuff in the seller's house. That's not the reason. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. It was attached to her. It was somewhere attached to her. I'm Rav Yehoshia. It was attached to her. Sorry, not attached to her. It was totally, totally dependent on her. Right, it was all the next case is Rabbi Shimon Nachash make sure up is not clear. Shimon Nachash says it was attached but not clear. So sorry, the kshurah, it's clear over here means it's like, in other words, it's completely hers. Right, it's completely under her control. Right, right, and it's not really considered like it's in the Baal's house because it's hers. So look at Rashi. That's Rish Lakish. Sorry, not for this one. Okay. Rav Ale Bar Ava Amar Kegon Shehatakata Munachada Ben Yerchotea. He's going to say, we're going to see a whole lot of answers here on this. How come her basket, this little box, acquires it? The first reason was because it was Kluya Ba. It was completely hers. It's not like a kli. It's hers. It's with her everywhere. No one touches it, etc. Then we saw Rish Lakish said it's attached to her. So he says over here that basically it's sitting between her legs. It's she's sitting on the floor and she's got them between her legs, between her thighs. Right? This is the third reason. Another reason over here, fourth reason is that her husband, these are the things that he sells. Right? And therefore, look at Rashi, doesn't really care that her basket taking up this basket is taking up place because he's full of baskets all over the show. That's what he sells. I'll be honest with you, I'm 100% sure why that works. It's why, because her husband sells them. Someone's got a good note there or something. I didn't actually see a good reason. And the Tosfot read ignores all of these answers and just brings the one answer. But yeah, he says, "Am I Rav? Am I Tam? Rabbi Yochanan? If he's ain't a damakpid, lo makom chekav, lo makom kalata." That's the answer that he brings. He just brings the one answer. We'll see the Rav Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makom Chakal Kanula Makom Klata Kanula. This is the answer that Tosfos really brings. That Rabbi Yochanan says that wherever she's sitting, right, or the place for this box, the husband has given her. So it's like if it's her own. And Rabbi says, "My time, Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan? She's the fish. And I'm makpid. Lo makom chavu, lo makom klata. The husband isn't too troubled about her having a little bit of her own space, and he allows her that sort of space. Now we got a bright as well. Anything that is like her karata, or something which is her own private box, how is it mugureshet? The Gemara says, what do you mean called a vashu karata? What does it mean come to include something, anything like her own box? He says, latuye taska. What's a taska? She says, a taska, he says, is a tashka in large or the shin. And the Lord says, Rashi, he says, like a sal, like a little basket. The achleva tamre, which is like her lucky box, her lunch box. Like something she keeps her own stuff. It's something which is clearly identifiable with her and can't be confused as being used of her husband. Okay, I'm a new Mishnah. Amala can't say Shtarachov Zeh. Husband says to his wife, yeah, take this Shtarachov. He doesn't call it a get. He says, yeah, like it's letter of debt. Yes, it's Shtarachov. Or I owe you money, whatever. Yes, and I owe you. Or she mitzahto miachorav. And Korah. Or she sees this get, I don't know, like stuck in the back of his belt, sticking out of his pocket or something, and she opens it and she sees there, Varehi Gita is a get. Eino get, says the Mishnah, Ad Yomar La Ha Gitaich. Even though she's read it, she found it on the floor, whatever the case is, it doesn't matter, it doesn't help. He has to say to her, Ha Gitaich. Rashi adds something quite interesting over here. He can say to her, Ha Gitaich, Afilu La Achar Sheba Li Ada Omer La Ken, Vedayo. Even if she already got it, it doesn't have to be Ha Gitaich, it's okay, then give it to her. Now, it's not a case of like bracha or ve'lasi atan. You know, when you first make a brocha, then you eat. You have to make the brocha, like say, all right, you take it, then give her the get. You can give her the get, she can take the get. And once she's got the get in her hands, right, so then you can say, hagitech. Natan biyada, now another case of yahalade. Natan biyada, v'yishena, and she's sleeping. So then, ni'ura, kora. She wakes up and she finds the get. She reads the get. Does it make a difference? You have to still say it to her, Hagitech. It's all quite an interesting principle over here. I think that Rabbeinu Tam, I saw in, he says more than, just look at the Tosafot there quickly. The last Tosafot, like a long Tosafot, where the whole thing. He says, Ria Yama, not Ria, but Amri. Yama Shrich, Lenoten get li Sholomar, Hagitech, Vegamar, et mutet lechol Adam. He says, more than just going to say Hagitech, you also say it to Hagitech, and Hare at mutet lechol Adam. Even though there's probably a bit of a chumrah, there's a bit of a kasha over here. Henri, the Gemara says, "Haragitach gam arayat moter lechol adam." Because the Mashal of Gemara is, "You're regirim lo mar gam ken." But then, and that's how, because he found the Gemara, we'll see that on Daf Pei Hay, towards the end of the Masechta. He says that's what they would say. "Umihu kasher debir anikin mashal dafiru lo amar kvar kasher gam arutosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Gurgida nishma acher edim ra'u get zev v'chulei." Says we see other examples. We'll see that on. Says there, even so there, the Eidim would tell her, you migresh it. This in Indian, he says, when you give the get, not just to say, Hagitech, but she has to understand that she's migresh it. See, we take it for granted that every woman understands what's going on, but some women might not know what the term migresh it means. Talking about a situation where women weren't educated, they don't know what divorce means, and they don't understand. They think, are you playing games with them? They can't read. She gives him this get, and that's why she says, "Yeah, mekom akom tzrich lomar la hagitaych v'amuteret tochol adam she teda she megureshet. She has to know she's divorced. V'lo teich chozeret, and she won't come back home. The ba'inan she mishalcha v'ena chozeret." This is very important. The concept of get is that you've got to actually tell the woman she's divorced, and she's got to understand that she can't come back home. She's got to go somewhere else now. It's actually quite sad if you think about it. Right? It's quite scary. Okay. So he says, Natan biyad v'yishna. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Ki ama la hagiteich mai have. Right, he says, okay, so you told her to get, so now what? At the end of the day, have le tale giteich magabe karka. She found the get, because the Mishnah said, yeah, ma le kanti shtar ze oshe metzato me'achorav, she found it even on the floor. So no one actually gave it to her, they haven't even natan biyadav. Right, v'amarav tale giteich magabe karka lo maklum. The Rabbi says, "Abia." In another place, as we already saw, there's enough kaf dalet. That if you just, if the guy says, "Pick up your get from the floor," that's not called death. Look at Rashi. Lo amaklum de beinam benatan. We need benatan. It says the pasuk says we should get benatan beyada, benatan beyada. Has to give her the gate. So how come it had harei gitech harei ze gitech help? He didn't actually give her the gate. So it says the Gemara says now you're right. Aymer she shalaf tor meachorav. She took it from behind him, and that's why. So if she should have got it, as she says. Stuck between his belt and his loin, right, like in a pocket sort of thing, or in the pants, and she took it. So, I don't understand. You need to give it to her. It's supposed to be given to her. You haven't given it. He says, what about the says he was coming closer towards her, like he was like leaning in, and he pointed, and she grabbed it out of his pocket. So the fact that he was leaning in, Rashi says over here. Bent his loin, that seems to help her. That seems to help in the subject. So it's almost like giving. So giving, we sing about, it doesn't have to be actually giving her with hand to hand. It can be hinting to her or directing her to something. Right? So here we go, brighter. Wherever he says he betek, our mission is said now that if she finds it all what the case was, he has to at least say the gita. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer l'olam eno get ad sheitelu himenu biyachzor v'itela v'yomala ha-gitech. And we see machlokes to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi, no, it's not good enough that she takes it from him and he says harei gitech. He has to take it back from her and then give it to her and say ha-gitech. And then we see another machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar. Netano biyada v'yeshena. He gave it into her hand, but she was sleeping. And then the Urava Kurashi woke up and she read it for her gitan. She sees it's his get. It's her get over here. So here it says, and her get, and Shumala Hagitech, the Rebbe again says, doesn't help, it's like in our Mishnah. She got to give it to her and say to her, Hagitech. Rebbe Shimon Elazar omer, no. Ad shetu nemenu v'yachzor v'yitnela v'yomala Hagitech. Rebbe Elazar says again, no, even though he gave it to her in two hands while she was sleeping, and now she woke up, let's take it back from her when she's awake, and then give it back to her and say Hagitech. So you see, Rebbe says it's good enough just to say Hagitech afterwards. That's sort of like a Hechsher, right? It makes you the whole Mase. Rebbe Elazar says, no, you actually give it to her, you need Venatam Yada, and you need to say Hagitech. So that's the Machloket. The Gemara says, V'tshicha, we need them to argue about two things. Isn't it the same Machloket? The Gemara says, no, we do need them. Why? If we just said that she found it on the floor, shlaf, or she took it from his pocket, that's what Rebbe says, that she's divorced. Why? Because she's awake, I suppose. She knows what's going on. And Rashi says, the bat igrushi she niura. She's awake. All that's missing here is just saying, here's your get. After she'd have taken the get, if he says to her, here's your get, chop it up, it's perfect. Shekabalata hogene. That's according to Rebbe. We would have said that's why Rebbe stickler only on that particular. But if you gave it while she was sleeping, she's not in the mindset to be divorced because she's fast asleep. We might have thought that Rebbe would say in a case like this, you've got to take it back from her and give it to her again. That's why we learned the first machloket. And then the second machloket was, if we just learned while she was sleeping, we said, that's Rebbe Shimon Elazar. That's Rebbe Shimon Elazar's stipulation, you've got to take it back because she was fast asleep. She wasn't bat igrushe. But in the case where she was wide awake and she took it out of his pocket or she fell on the floor, and Rebbe may be there, he doesn't agree with Rebbe, therefore we know that he doesn't, we need the machlokin both. If she's got a slave, which is her reshut, right, and you now put the get into her slave's hand and the slave is sleeping, but she's there overlooking the slave, so says the Rava, I raise their get. Right? The slave, while the slave's sleeping. And look, here's the totally opposite of what we just learned. Right? If the slave is sleeping and she's looking after the slave, so that's a good get. Aval niu, if the slave's awake, then eno get, not a get. Why not? Look at Rashi. Niu eno get. Shavit mashamarit asbo, because now he's looking after himself. Ved mashamarit, what's in his hands? Vahavi ala charitza mishnamarit shlola data. And now, when we said in the previous sugya, that, oh no, we haven't got it yet. It's coming up, sorry, next Mishnah, I think. That it's a chatzer, which is an unguarded chatzer. Now, if in a guarded chatzer, which is in control, we did say that we had, remember that machloket, we had Rav Oishia and a machloket yesterday's daf between Ula and Rabbi Oishia, was it 2 days ago? No, yesterday, right? Remember that bright machloket Ula and Rav Oishia? Anybody remember that? אמר אולה, והוא שומע בצד בית ובצד חצרה, רבי שומר אפילו היא בטבריה וחצר בציפורי. וחצר משתמרת לדעתי מתגרשת, זה פה זה. Right? We said over there that if we said where's the concept learned of chatzer learned from yada or from shlichuta? Remember, if it's yada, it has to be close. If it's shlichuta, it would be Tveria in Tzipori. And we said that if it's a chatzer shemishtameret, which she's in control of, then we'll be divorced. So it's exactly saying over here, an eved that's awake is like a chatzer that's not mishtameret, because he can do what he wants. He can run around. He can do what he wants. Right, so therefore it wouldn't be a get because if he's awake. Alright, if Niur and a get, Abid a Khatim is based on data. Yashan Mishamato. Alright, as it gets when I quotes this brighter, it says Yashan, if he's sleeping, she's gone, he's get to the Amai, why? Khatir Malekhid, isn't that a Khatir Malekhid? That Evid by definition can walk around, it's like a moving Khatir. The Khatir Malekhid Lokana. Then what's over here? That a moving Khatir, what does it mean by Maruk Rashi? What's a moving Khatir? Rather Gufa Amra Bishnam Ochim Batalit. Rather, okay, these are all Gemara's about Batra. The Rashi is over there that something moving, like let's say it's your carriage, for example. Right? So Moses Vachita Yashan Shani, because maybe when he's sleeping it's different. Vahamarava Koshulu Malach Lokana. Omer Vayashev Lokana. So he says, maybe an Evid, even though Evid is sleeping, Rather might agree that Koshe Ilu Mahalech Lokana. When is a Chatzer Mitlechet not Kone while it's moving? Aval omed v'yoshev, if it's sitting or standing, still not moving, right? Omed v'yoshev lo kana, but if it was standing or moving or sitting, we're not walking around, whatever kana, most of that wouldn't be still. That the answer, how come it works here with the Eved? He says, because yeah, the Eved, even though the Eved was sleeping, yichde bekafut, it was she'en ra'oi lelech mehalot, was basically chained up. Because people, they wanted to scare the Eved, might run away. So it's at night, they put a chain on him, he can't move. So yeah, this Eved's chained up, so therefore it's like a proper chatzir mishtameret and can't move, can't go anywhere. That's not a chatzir malechet, so that would work. Okay, so that was just a very short halacha over here of basically the idea of being awake or being sleeping. Machloket Rabbi Elazar, if you could actually give it to her or not give it to her, saying how it gets enough. And then this last bit over here with the chatzir mishtameret, with the Eved being considered that if he's tied up and he can't move, then it would be a cat. If he was moving, it appears from this halacha. If Eved wasn't tied up, even though he was sleeping, it wouldn't be a get. Because he's, by definition, a chatzer mitalechet. So it's different to a chatzer, which is in one place. Okay, new Mishnah, Hatal, made a Mishnah Rabbi. She was standing in a public place. Vazar kula, and he threw her the get to her. Karov la mugresh, if it lands close to her, she's mugresh. Karov la, if it's close to him, and a mugresh. In other words, if I'm just throwing it, it's 10 meters between us, and I throw it to her, and the wind brings it back to me, so it lands 3 meters from me and 7 meters from her. So it's closer to me than to her, so therefore it's not Megoresh. If it lands 3 meters next to her and 7 meters from me, then it should be Megoresh, it says Tanakama. Mechza, Mechza, if it's in the middle, Megoresh v'la Megoresh. And we know what that means, we already saw that, right? We saw the halacha there, it says, in time, Megoresh v'la Megoresh in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, it means that she's divorced, in other words, she can't live with him, but she can't marry a Kohen. She can't get married someone out of gate, and the meantime, that's to support her. The Mishnah says this is the same concept with Kiddushin. The Chedin Achov, so if a person owes somebody money, Amarlo, a great example of here, Amarlo, so actually still fills in the gaps over here. Amarlo, Malvedelove, so the lender says to the borrower, Zrokli Chovib Shtarabim, right? Throw me my money. Doesn't want to come close to her. Now we'll see over here that we're speaking of a situation where he says, throw it to me. And I will take responsibility for it. Okay, the guy said, I'm not throwing you the money. He said, no, don't worry, I'm responsible. Just throw it, I'm responsible. He said, yeah, I'm not Baal Chovo, Zrok Li Chovi, Vizar Kolo. Threw it to her. Now, if it's, now look at Vizar Kolo. Interesting what we do with that Rashi over here. Vizar Kolo, Va'avad, and it got lost, disappeared, something happened, I don't know. Maybe a bird came and took it, or it was pouring with rain and it got messed up, or there was a fire that landed in the fire and it got burnt. And I think I saw a Tosfot read over here. We said something about Kala, by the way. Can't see it there. Well, you see a note there somewhere? I think I saw a Tosfot read which said that. And he said Zarak. I think I saw something like that. Okay, but yeah, it disappeared. The rain disappeared. So now the question is, who's responsible? So karov lemalve zacha. If it's close to the malve, it's if he got his money back. Right? Karov lelove halove chayav. So if it's close to the malve, zacha malve. That's it. The malve's got his money back. Even though he never got it, disappeared. If it didn't go far enough and it's closer to the love, so the love is the lend, the borrower still owes the lender the money. Mechza, mechza, shnehem yachloku. I split it in between. Mamash. So what's the hechid ami karov? La, the hechid ami karov. What do you mean it says close to him or close to her? So Amar Rav, they're going to see, Rav. This is Rav. Rav Yochanan is going to have his own version over the Amar. So Amar Rav, arba amot shela, zeu krovla. Arba amot shela, zeu krovlo. If it's in his dalet amot, so it's considered his. If it landed within her dalet amot, it's considered hers. Okay, Rashi, she'ain beno leget dalet amot. Right? Dalet amot shelo, she'ain beno leget, it formed dalet amot. Well, we learn b'shnayim ochsin, again, we learn about Metzir there, in this Masechta there. The dalet amot shel adam, konot lo, every person's got his own dalet amot. In other words, whatever's in this area of my dalet amot is mine. What's your dalet amot is yours. See, what's in my dalet amot, it's mine. Your dalet amot is yours. That's how Rabbi explains it. Okay, so that's what he says. So now the obvious question is, so hechidam mechza mechza, and how would mechza mechza work? So Amrav Shua Barav Yitzchak, Kagon, Shayushnehen, Omnim Ba'ar Bamot. They were all standing within Dalet Amot. Right? That's what he says. Rashi says, Aveya, Leget zo bikan vaze mikan, Shekol haget bunach betoch arba amot shelo, betoch arba amot shela, v'lo grashin ha-metzum sabo yisrael. We're not talking about very, very specific, very, very exactly on the specific that's right there. But she throws it to him, and he's within his Dalet Amot, she's within her Dalet Amot, and it's like, don't know exactly sure where it is, so that would be considered mechza al mechza. So I don't understand what's the problem. Let's see who's the closest. If it's not exactly between some, if it's in the ramot, so it might be 3.5 amas to me and 3 amas to you, then we know it's closer to you. So it wasn't a vechita, maybe the atu tarvai barai, maybe it landed exactly in the exact spot, in the exact distance between them, it can't be. V'hai yishar at some time. Got a principle, like she says, it's impossible that the one has to get there first, one has to be close, or something has to, this thing is exactly equal. No, we're talking about, there's exactly 8 amas, and there's 4 on your side and 4 on my side, and it's exactly in the middle. That's what we're speaking about. She says, that's the case of the get, you're saying, the arba mochila or the arba mochila. So it's almost exactly halfway, and that's why we can't work it out. The Gemara says, I don't understand. But at the end of the day, look at Rashi here. So if it's exactly between them, right, like exactly on, if exactly from me to the end of the line is 4 amas, from the end of the line is 4 amas, and it's exactly in the middle, so the get's lying basically over both of our 4 amas. So it's in your 4 amas and in my 4 amas. That's what it says. It's still connected to him. And we need, and the when you give a get, it says, so what's the question? Even though it's in the middle, it's not hers. If it's not hers, they must be divorced. So the Gemara basically changes the answer and says, no, what's the explanation of this close to her or close to him? We're not talking about distances. We're talking about 4 amas and 4 amas and 4 amas and measuring, etc. What does it mean, closer to, close to her? It says there are 2 groups of Eidim. Achat omed karov lo, v'chat omed karov la. That's what Megureshet and Megureshet means. That there's one group of Eidim are looking and they say it's closer to her. And one group of Eidim say, no, it's closer to him. And therefore, we come back a decision. We go 2 Eidim. So we say, you know what? Middle in the middle, Megureshet and Megureshet. That's how Rav explains this whole question. Rav Yochanan's got a different example. Rav says, no. What does karov la mean? Sheshanino afilu mea ama. It was 100 amas. And what's karov lo? Sheshanino afilu mea amas. He says, we don't need the Dalet Amot from Baba Metzia, this Gemara, etc. He says, we talk about literally, physically, who's is closer to, not Amos or not Amos. So what's the Hechidam Mechza Mechza? What's half an hour? Amar Hashem Brava, Ledidim Befashtai Minet Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I heard, this Rabbi Yochanan explained, Hu Yachol Shomro, Vahi Enai Yachol Shomro, Zehu Krovlo. If basically he says it's his, he can control it, it's in his hands. In other words, when he says, yeah, the Krovlo Shomro, I think what it means is that he can. I don't know, he's got it. Over here, Chol Shomro, who Enoch Chol Shomro, it's their Krov, let's consider him. Shnei Enoch Chol Shomro, if both of them are in some sort of a position to look, to take care of, to get the get, Shnei Enoch Chol Shomro, Zemech Tzal Mechza. Anybody got a better explanation of what does it mean, Shomro, Enoch Shomro? Right? I'm not exactly sure, to be honest, what it means over there, other than that... that basically each one of them can exercise control over the get. In other words, while they're through it, maybe it's closer to you, not closer to you, I'm not sure. There's no rush over here on this. Anybody got anything to say on that? Nobody? Nothing? We're moving on. Kamru Rabbanan Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Mishmer Rabbi Yonatan. So the Chacham said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's got this answer over here, right? He said, Mishmer, name Rabbi Yonatan. He says, Achi Amar. He says, Mishmer Rabbi Yonatan. He says, Achi Amar. Yadin Chavre Bavlai Lifushek Yai Taima. So Chachamim said that in name Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yonatan Rashi points out over here that was from Bavel, he went to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Chachamim say in front of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael that Rabbi Yonatan would say this, the name of the Bavlaim in Bavel. This is how they would explain. They would explain exactly like how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Most time Rabbi Hachi, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Koshu Karov La Milo, Uba Kedeb Unatalo, Enam Ugreshet. He says, as long as he is Shekarov La Milo. Look at Rashi over here. It says that the kuvet of manitin shmirah. Here means that the closer you are, that means shmirah. Okay. So kol shekarov la milo. If she's closer than he is, hashta mash ba'afapi shekarov la yotem imenu. She's closer to the get than he's closer to the get. So you think that basically she's mogreshet. Uva kerev and atlo, and a dog comes and takes it. Rashi, and mogreshet. Why? Says v'kashedan ba. Am I an immigration? Why isn't she divorced? Says Rashi. Michiat lo kuvet didai gashela. Once the get landed close to her, isn't she considered divorced? And why do we care if a dog took it? Right? And the Mishnah to the price says, Animal Gureshet. So this is a good look back in there and think, Animal Gureshet? Is that what? What she's got to keep her get forever? She's got a get. Once he threw it to her, landed close to her, that means she's divorced. So how come now the dog takes it? She's no longer divorced. End of the day, what do we care? And Allah says, you're right, this is what we say. Right? He says, "Kol shekarov la milo ve'ilu ba kedav natalo, v'hu yachol leshomro v'hi'ena yachol leshomro ena mugureshet." Okay, so that we wasted all the time asking questions. Yeah, I think Gemara sums it up very nicely. He says, "What's really going on over here? We speak about a situation. Look at Rashi. Afbi shekarov la milo. Even though she gets closer to her than to him, imyesh hefsek nahar or gav shushit benay. There's a river or like sort of a hill between she and the get." If the dog had come and it took it, and she couldn't stop him from taking it. But he could, because he's on the right side of the river. So we understand now what it means, right? What do you mean, Shomro, not Shomro? The fact that it's closer to her, in other words, he might be 50 meters from the river. The river might be 3 meters wide. But she's on the other side of the river, and she's 2 meters to the river. So she's 5 meters from the gate. He's 50 meters from the gate. Doesn't matter. She can't look anything with the gate. Because it gets to the other side of the river. So that's called he yachol shomro. That's what it means, that he can help, he can do something, because he can get to the gate, she can't get to the gate. So that it's physically closer to her doesn't help us. And therefore, if a dog should come, not that a dog did come, but if a dog should come and take it, what can she do? That's not called being divorced, even though it's close to you. Okay, so I think that's giving us a good explanation of what the shomro, not the shomro means. Gamal shmor Rav Yehuda. He says, Shinina, and we've seen this before, right? Shinina means like a sharp tooth, like a wise guy. He says, Kedei she tashuach v'titlenu. V'at, he says, it's just got to be close enough in order that she can bend over and take it. Look what he says over here. Rashi says, Hu dahavia kurva. That's what kurva means. So we've got another expression now what kurva means. So we've got kurva means, we just explained now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that she's got to be in a situation to safeguard the get if a dog would come and take it. Another expression according to Rava is, as long as she can just bend down and pick it up, that's called close enough to her. But afilu hachi, he says, and nonetheless, even though that's the halocha, at Rashi adds it, afilu hachi, at lo tavid uvda to the terni say. Back in the Gemara, lo tavid uvda ad demati get la, don't allow that to be halachol amase until she actually has the get in her hand. Why? Look at Rashi, gzeira shema yomru arachok shu karov. Because if you don't have it physically in your hand, then no one's going to actually understand what close means. And then people might see the get is far and think it's close and say she's divorced. But really, Minadin, she's not divorced. And here we've got a woman, an Ashish Ish, walking around thinking that thinks she's divorced and going to marry somebody else. She says, let's not take a chance. The get is a get only when it's in her hands, full stop. Even though Midoraita, if you could just lend up and pick it up, would be okay. Doesn't help us, Midoraita. Amar Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hava Uvdahachi. She says, there was such a case. Right? Rashi says Zarko Karovla Vemate, where they threw a get close to her and then the guy died. The Itrichua Lechalitza. They didn't allow in the get. Even the get was close enough to her, he says, Aloha Lamase, they didn't make it a yibum because the safek the get might have been a good get. But nonetheless, they might do Chalitza, people wouldn't come to get confused and think that if you see a get, let's get quickly. For Chen inclusion, and now we saw Amr Asi, Amr Yochanan, Legitid Amru, Roda Brachim. He says, only Legitid, Roda Brachim. So the Etibar of Abba, Roda Asi. But what are you talking about? For Chen inclusion, our Mishnah said, the also Kiddushin as well. He says, Nashani Hatam, the Ktiv Vyatza Vahayata. He says, you're right. Kiddushin is an exception. Why? Because there's a hekesh between Vyatza, she gets divorced and leaves this guy, Vyatza, and she becomes married to another. So Hayata is an Ashon Habaya, becoming married. So we've got a hekesh between Gerushin and Kiddushin. You're right. So he said, well, I think the Etibar, the Chen in the Chov, we see also with regard to the Chov. We saw two, what do you mean, not anything else? We've got Kiddushin and we've got Chov as well. Zerok li choviv zarko krov le ma'av v'zachach, alove krov le rove, alove chayav, mechza, mechza, shnayim chayav. We saw the debt. He says, you throw me the money, it's close to me, you're off the hook. If it's not close to me, you owe me the money if it disappears. So he says, no, that's also a unique situation. Bachar bar Askinan, the Amalei, Zorokli. So this Ibn Ba'a said at the very beginning, I already said the answer, why it worked there in the Mishnah. But here's the answer, he says, why does it work? He says, Zorokli Chovi v'tipater. He says, throw me the get, look at Rashi, the Ha'patre. He threw it to him on condition the guy wasn't going to throw it. He said, no, I'm taking all responsibility. Aval Zorokli Chovi, the guy just said, throw me my debt. Zorok v'shomro kama. Right? That means you've got to look after it. Until I get it, you haven't got it. So they're the same thing. I think what's the chidush? What's the chidush? Is the chidush? Not shechet. Amalei zrok lichovi betorat gittin. Because the guy might have thought that when he says throw it to me like it's a get. So he says no still. Vakati might have said what's the chidush? So the matter would have thought matzi amalei meshate anibach. If the guy might have thought, you know what? I'm joking with you, man. I wasn't when the money actually disappears. He says, well, but I threw it to you. You told me to throw it. He says, yeah, well, I was joking with you, idiot. With the I already told you to throw me my money. You think I'm crazy? Kabashton, you can't do that. Person says, you throw me the money and I'm taking responsibility, he's taking responsibility. Camera of get biyada, umeshiche biyada. Right, so he says over here, he's got a get in her hand, look at Rashi, get biyada, shidat nalo, verosh ameshicha adayim biyado. Right, and there's like a piece of string that's still tying up the get, connecting it to him. Right, im yachod enat ko ulhavi o etzlo, and a migration. If he's able to, with that string, like, rip it out of her hands and get back to him, that's not called Megureshet. If not, if it's like a very thin piece of cotton, whatever, know, maybe just like holding, don't want to touch her, and he hands it over to like by a cotton end, if he pulls the cotton will tear, then that's not called, then that's called a good get. He says, my timer. He says, but in a Kritut, if he can pull it back from her, that's not called Kritut. It means he's still in charge. And we need Kritut. There's a Rashi of him, Rav Metzia. He says, we need Kritut, like a Havdala, Sheyu, Muvdalim, we need to have proper separation. If the string is strong enough that you can pull it back, they're still attached by the string. What if her hands are like this, like folded out, look at me, like this, but sliding down? So he throws the get, and the get just slips off a katapras, like a slope, like a slope down. So he says, if her hands were like a katapras, and he throws the get to her, she's not divorced. Am I? Why should she be divorced? It slips out of her hands and falls out of her hands. It's still going to be within her Dalet Amot. Didn't we say already early on that within Dalet Amot it's a good get? So what's the problem? It says, Bedelonach. It didn't land on her. It didn't land. Right, look at Rashi. So we have Bedelonach. Nisraf. It got burnt. Now, if you look at Tosfot, the very last of it says, the Gonche Seraf Toch Kalata. Maybe it fell into a fire or something. It says, Luba Tigrashmi Avirda Arba, maybe while it's in the four amas of her hands of the airspace should land. He says, Tifshot the Bayer, maybe if you were right, he says, then we'd solve the Kasha of Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Lazar said, Arba Amot She Amru. When they said, Arba Amot Yeshdin Avir, and is the airspace included or not? Tifshot lahen, and we could answer maybe they haven't got airspace. That's why she wasn't divorced. Right? She was standing on the banks of a river. And therefore it's not possible to make currently would have when her hands were out like this on over the river. It was partial they were going to fall into the water. that's not called a place to land. So that couldn't even answer our question when we ask about airspace, saying a place where it could have landed, it was able to land. Yeah, was able to land. So it was never ever going to be called airspace in the first place. Therefore, we're end of over here, into the Mishnah.